not an isolated situation. Soon after this experience at the sanitarium, W. C. White discovered that the question of recreation and sports was a live one in many places. Sarah Peck, now at Union College, wrote about the nonsensical cheers that had been developed to spur the athletic teams to greater frenzy. From Keene, Texas, Professor C.B. Hughes, the principal, wrote that while things seemed to be under control at the time, during the past 2 years the broom shop manager had had a terrible time keeping his workers at their jobs. Football and baseball games seemed to have a stronger appeal, and the games were so vigorous that one boy had his arm broken and several others suffered injuries that kept them from their work. DF 249 D. C. B. Hughes to WCW, August 26, 1912. The 4th of July incident and the testimony written the next morning in these various reports encouraged the staff at Elmshaven to publish another special testimony, which they titled Recreation, CSB. T. Series B, number 21. The type was set at the Elmshaven Press, and the printing was done at Mountain View. Its distribution and reading exerted a modifying influence in church ranks. Only 2 or 3 weeks before this 4th of July incident and the vision, Ellen White had sounded some cautions concerning the operation of swimming pools at Seventh-day Adventist institutions. This was in connection with W.C. White's Sabbath afternoon visit with his mother on June 15. The students at Loma Linda had urged the construction of a swimming pool, to be financed and controlled by an organization of the students. The board had voted to investigate the spirit of prophecy councils before proceeding with the proposition. Now W.C. White, a member of the board, put the matter before his mother. She responded, "The swimming pool may be an advantage health-wise, but all along as proposals have been made in various places to provide swimming pools, it has been presented to me that there is great danger of the development of unfavorable and serious difficulties. In no case could I consent to a swimming pool being established which should be under the control of an organization of students. If there is to be a swimming pool, it should be fully under the control of the institution. Such an enterprise would need to be cared for by persons wisely chosen who will superintend the use of the place with Christian vigilance." WCW to AGD, June 16, 1912.